This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It is the uneasy morning after in the city of Minneapolis in the Midwestern U.S. state of Minnesota. Overnight, it was torn by a third consecutive night of violence, which spilled over to the neighboring city of St. Paul. Cheering protesters set fire to businesses and a police station, which was abandoned to the flames. The focal point of the trouble, this week's death of 46-year-old George Floyd, a handcuffed black man who pleaded for his life as a white police officer knelt on his neck. Three of his brother officers simply looked on as Floyd begged for air. There have been angry crowds in the streets of cities across the country, stretching from New York to Los Angeles. In Louisville, Kentucky, seven protesters were reported shot with no clear indication of who did the shooting. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has called out state National Guard troops to help the fire department safely respond to calls. Dozens of businesses across the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have boarded up their windows and doors in an effort to prevent looting, which has been widespread. Public transit has been shut down. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned what he calls the total lack of leadership in Minneapolis. He described the protesters as thugs and hinted that looters should be shot. That prompted Twitter to flag his message with a warning label to say Mr. Trump had violated its rules against glorifying violence. The demonstrations first erupted Tuesday, a day after George Floyd's death and a confrontation with police, captured on video and widely seen on social media, and which has stoked the unrest. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has appealed for calm and has pledged to do absolutely everything, in his words, to keep the peace, though he concedes there is a lot of pain and anger in his city. The mayor also said the officer responsible for Floyd's death should be in jail. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office say they're conducting what they term a robust investigation. All four police officers involved in the fatal incident have been fired, though there have been no criminal charges so far. Fires in Minneapolis are still burning at this hour. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The latest numbers on the coronavirus pandemic, 5.8 million cases worldwide, with a death toll of 361,000. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. India has set another daily record in the number of new coronavirus cases, 7,466, pushing its total to 167,000. The country has suffered 4,800 COVID-19 deaths. The Indian government says it plans to relax its pandemic lockdown in some areas this weekend, but that the worst-hit regions of the country will see their restrictions on daily life extended. Pakistan has recorded its single largest day of new pandemic fatalities at 57. Its overall loss of lives there has risen above 1,300, with some 64,000 cases. In Brazil, soaring daily numbers continue to swamp the hospital system. With nearly 440,000 cases, Brazil is second only to the United States. It has suffered almost 27,000 deaths. In the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte says he'll relax the two-month-old COVID shutdown in the capital, Manila, on Monday. This despite a recent spike in infections in the country. Caseload is well over 15,000, with 921 lives lost. Here in the United States, the numbers give new meaning to the word staggering. 1.7 million coronavirus cases and a death toll climbing from the current figure of 100,600. On the economic front, though many areas are still seeing a rise in virus cases, all 50 American states are in the process of trying to restore some semblance of normal. There was a bit of good news buried in the newest American jobless report. While the latest claims for benefits total 21 million, that was down from 25 million a week earlier. U.S. unemployment, in the view of many economists, could hit 20% in May. In Europe, economic damage is mounting. Carmaker Nissan says it's cutting back on production lines in Spain, a move that could lead to thousands of job losses, both at Nissan in Spain and its chain of suppliers. Britain is about to implement a new test and trace system aimed at easing pandemic lockdown conditions. Contacts of those who test positive for COVID-19 will be asked to isolate for 14 days, even if they have no symptoms. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he trusts the public to abide by the voluntary guidelines. Pakistan International Airlines says search teams have recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the jet that crashed last week, killing 97 people aboard. There were only two survivors. The Airbus came down in a crowded residential district of Karachi. Pakistani officials and Airbus investigators are collecting evidence at the site as they try to determine the cause of the disaster. China's rubber stamp parliament has approved a decision to impose a national security legislation piece on the semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong. The measure could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up shop in Hong Kong and is being condemned by the United States and other Western powers. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.